We are joined in studio by the wonderful Mr. Glenn Falkenstein. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
I'm excited because I really want to see the film we're talking about this morning.
Oh, you really should. It's a really lovely one. We are talking Love, Simon.
Amazing. Let's get into it. I'm ready to go. How did you like it?
I really liked it a lot. So okay. Love, Simon, yep. Essentially starring Nick Robinson of Jurassic World fame and Catherine Langford of 13 Reasons Why, Australia's own.
Yes.
Catherine Langford. Yes, Australia represent Perth. Yes.
Yes.
And they are in this rom-com called Love, Simon, essentially a teen rom-com of sorts.
Yep.
Simon is a young gay man in high school who is yet to come out.
Okay.
And starts a pen pal relationship with someone called Blue. He doesn't know who it is, but he knows he's one of the other gay kids in high school who's yet to come out.
Okay.
And he's deliberating, how do I do this? How do I tell my parents? How do I tell my family and others when that choice may, he finds that choice may soon be taken away from him. And it leaves him into some pretty awful circumstances.
So yeah. This is filling kind of a gap in the market in terms of real, like, meaningful content for LGBT youth, which is great.
Well, it is. This is reportedly the first teen gay rom-com from a mainstream studio. I mean, we're seeing a lot of stuff from independent studios, some great films, the Mardi Gras Film Festival.
Absolutely.
Actually, this premiered at the Mardi Gras Film Festival
really?
This year, which was great. Like, good
on
them.
Oh, cool.
Getting to the festival. Yeah, this is definitely a gap in the market, and it's definitely worth catching. It's enjoyable for the LGBTI community, but it's also enjoyable simply as a rom-com. It has a lot of the teen tropes. It's very John Hughes-esque.
Okay. All right. I feel like this is something I can really get into, though.
I think you'd enjoy it.
Is it an easy watch?
It's a little bit painful in parts where some of the consternations that Simon has to face come up later, but it's also very light and funny.
I mean,
it's got all these actors, who some of whom are in Marvel films, and a lot of whom, you know, 10 years from now, Catherine Langford among them, Alex Shipp, who's also in Tragedy Girls, you just know are going to be big. They're talented and they're young,
go-getters, all that situation going on.
Yeah, they're coming up now and it's exciting.
Okay. See, this is a happy one. This is one that you can go and watch on your Easter long weekend and feel good walking away from. Am I right?
I think so. It's a really interesting film in that Simon, while he's also the main character, is an interesting character. It's actually also one of the least interesting characters. He's surrounded by all these cool supporting cast. Catherine Langford, she's probably the best performer in this film. She has a absolutely fascinating arc, and she's excellent. I think we're going to be seeing a lot more from her. Alex Shipp, as I mentioned earlier, and the one I haven't mentioned, the actor who plays Martin, who is like the foil to Simon in this film, and he is this actor does a lot with a little screen time.
Okay.
And it's fascinating to watch. And there are some, you know, there are some cringy moments. There are some painful moments. It's kind of, you know, there are elements of The Breakfast Club and 10 Things I Hate About You. But Nick Robinson, he essentially plays this everyman. And that's kind of intentional. He's supposed to be this relatable figure.
Yeah.
And he's not the best actor in the film, but I feel he still carries it off quite well.
Very good. Now, we want to talk about one more film before we get out of here, because we're going to do a double barrel because it's a long weekend.
Oh, it is. You've got so many films to see. So much coming out. Wow.
So what's our next one?
The next one is a very different film indeed.
Okay.
And that is The Death of Stalin.
I'm tentatively excited about this one. I think in my mind it can go two ways. How did you like it?
I quite enjoyed it. I was a little taken aback at the extent of how dark the satire was.
Oh, okay.
And I'm used to the dark satire, but this was wow. This actually premiered at the British Film Festival last year, and now it's getting a mainstream release. Essentially, it is a comedy by Anano Iannucci, who made The Thick of It, In the Loops. You kind of know what you're getting into.
Okay.
And it's about, as I said, the death of Stalin and the immediate aftermath of the power struggle between Beria, Zhukov and the others, and who is going to take over. And it's all these British and American actors, Jeffrey Tambor, Michael Palin, Jason Isaacs, Simon Russell Beale, who are using their natural accents, even some Cockney accents, and just not giving a damn. It's like, yeah, well, our voices are great. We're just going to use them.
And you'll just deal with it and it's fine. What I'm worried about is I don't understand the historical context behind the film too much. Do we need to have a good grounding in knowing what the actual events of the time were?
It kind of does throw you into it. I mean, they simply just put Barry up there, and he's this hugely important figure. So is Zhukov, who was the field marshal. Barry's obviously involved in the Ministry of Information. But it kind of does presuppose at least some knowledge of what was going on at this time.
Yep.
But having said that, you can enjoy the satirical scenes all on their own.
Yeah.
There's these committee sequences where every decision, even if people disagree, have to be unanimous. And just how they get to that is very, very funny. You just imagine, like, oh, God, unanimous, great. And there's this opening sequence at a concert where Stalin wants it recorded, but and listened back to it, but they didn't record it. So they have to get everyone back into the room. And and it's a great comic sequence, but what I loved about it was the actual real story is crazy because they had to get all these different conductors and one of them was drunk and then to get a new one. And Iannucci was like, this is actually too insane. What really happened? I can't include this. No one is ever going to believe it.
It's too crazy for film. No one will believe me. Okay, I feel better now. I'll do like a quick Wikipedia scan and then I'll jump into the film.
Yeah, that'll be enough, I reckon. That's right. It's a lot of fun.
Glenn, we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.